Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
People, this is Jonathan with the Bet on Yourself podcast coming to you live over the digital airwaves of Red Circle and Apple Podcasts, powered and syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. When we started this Bet on Yourself podcast, I want to say back in 2016, we were the first ones to use the hashtag Bet on Yourself. We have the only Bet on Yourself podcast, which is special. We did that, and we've been running with that ever since. Bet on Yourself was just a lifestyle, a mindset of radio pushers. If anybody gonna believe in you, it's gonna be you. You gotta be your biggest cheerleader. You gotta be your biggest motivator. You gotta be your biggest inspirer. And that's what it's about. And it's about speaking to individuals, content creators, artists, special people who have a unique ability of survival, and they have a unique capacity of learning and innovation. I'm speaking with a gentleman that I've actually shook his hand, met, all that good stuff. It has been an honor to be in partnership with him for the past year plus. I'm honored, super honored to have my brother, truly can say my brother, John Paul OTE, on the Bet on Yourself podcast. John Paul OTE, welcome to the Bet on Yourself podcast, King.
Hey, what's happening, King? It's a major blessing to be here. I really appreciate you having me, beloved.
No doubt, man. Before we start the podcast, I'll give a shout out to BET Plus to let everybody know why they should download the BET Plus app. We'll be right back into it.
There is only one place where you can go and actually stream real Black culture on TV, and that's the BET Plus app. From movies, sitcoms, to original content created by super innovative producers, legendary producers like Tyler Perry, you will find endless content. The BET Plus app is the most complete solution outside of cable. Actually, in my opinion, it replaces cable from a big way, except for YouTube TV. Shout out to YouTube TV. But BET Plus, the BET Plus app is what you need if you want to stay connected to the culture and see dope content 24 hours a day. Download the BET Plus app right now on any device, Android or iPhone or iPad on your TV. Let's get it. BET Plus app, stream premium Black culture on TV 24/7. Let's get it. Now back to our regular scheduled programming on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family.
All right, so let's jump right into it. John Paul OTE, we are in 2024. Man, can you believe half the year is gone?
you know what? It's unbelievable. Time really flies. But I'm enjoying this little last leg of the springtime. You know, this is my favorite season. I've been doing a lot of outdoor walking, exercising, some running here and there. It's a beautiful, beautiful time of the year, so I won't complain about that.
Right. But the reason why I say half the year is gone, because, you know, at the beginning of the year, a lot of people say, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. This is my New Year's resolution. I'm going to do this, conquer the world. Tell the Better Yourself audience, what were some of the things you wanted to accomplish in 2024? And have you tapped into that so far this year?
You know what? I'm really thankful to say that I have. I've released 3 songs so far this year. Right? 3 songs so far this year, which I'm very pleased with. Divine Mercy, Authenticity, Eucharistic Ecstasy, you know. So I am still, this summer is going to determine if I'm really going to stay on track or not with my goals. But yeah, I'm halfway there though, actually, brother. I'm really halfway there with what I've set apart for myself for this year thus far.
Yeah, and the reason why I say that is because I think it's so important, John Paul OTE, to be honest with ourselves. You know, the best way to push yourself is to be honest. You know, if you're not honest with yourself, you'll always cut corners.
Agreed.
When you think about your career thus far, what are some of the things that you're most proud of? And then part B, what are some things that you slacked on that you know you need to improve in order to reach your level of divine greatness?
You know what? For my song Authenticity, you'll be hearing about it soon. I say, be authentic and be yourself. In your authenticity, there's the greatest of wealth. Be true to yourself. Be true to your cause. Be your very best self, living your best life as you walk your walk. So, you know, I'm going to give an authentic answer to that question, right? Mm-hmm. What I've done well is make music, create content, videos, and prepare for what's to come. You know, Lord willing, I'm going to finish my album, Divine Mercy, by the fall. That's the plan. And there's only 2 more songs that need to be recorded. I have a song recorded now, ready for release, but it's not time yet. But I'm only 2 songs shy of completing what I believe is a God-inspired album, Divine Mercy. I can't believe it's only 2 more songs left. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to starting my next album in the fall, you know. So things are going well with that. However, you know, so as far as music and, you know, the creativity side of things, oh, excellent. But I can tell you, I'm going to be honest. Oh, I feel bad to say this, but I have to be honest. I don't really like the social media, man. I don't really like it. You know, I know it's part of the game. I know it's something that we have to do. You know, I know it's necessary, but I don't like it as much, you know, to be honest with you. So as a result of that, as a result of that, you know, let's put it like this. The level of time that it takes for me to do this social media thing at the level of excellence that I'm used to, I'm unable to do it right now, you know. But like you've coached me and said, you know, do what you can. And we've come up with a game plan, you know, shout out the Radio Pushers, you know, and the leadership and all of that, and helping indie artists like myself to stay in the game no matter what, you know. So I either have a blueprint for it, but to be honest, that's the biggest, what word am I looking for? That's the one area that I don't feel I'm shining in right now. However, I have lots of content. I have content. It's just, you know, the regular daily 3 times a week thing with the social media across, you know, IG, you know, TikTok, YouTube, all of the platforms, you know, the social media thing. You know, if
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
If I could do what I need to do without it, I would, but again, it is part of it, so that's the answer. That's a real answer, my brother.
Well, I don't want people to lose sight of your answer, so I want to condense this part of it. You mentioned, I don't really like it. I want to say you do like it. I want to say what you don't like is the functionality of it, which means because you're short on time. With social
media. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. So thanks for clarifying that. You know, what I do post, I enjoy. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy it. I like the video. I love the content. But what I know is needed for the level of excellence I'm used to with my type of shine that I like to shine, by the grace of God, I don't have the time to do it. And I don't like that.
Right.
Thank you.
But here's what you have to do. And I say this right here. In Japanese culture, they say death by a thousand cuts. You know, you can cut a person a thousand times and they will bleed out. But it's small little cuts. But eventually you will bleed out. So social media, if you interact with, say you say I'm going to spend 10 minutes a day. And within that 10 minutes, it takes 3 seconds to like a post. So if you like two posts, leave a comment, two comments, say another 20 seconds piece. So say you spent a minute and a half on five different people. So you interact with five people a day for a minute and a half a piece. So you invested, you know, roughly 7 or 8 minutes. The point I'm making is that you can chip away at it. I think sometimes we, especially as artists, because you're doing so much and you're self-funding everything and your time, you have to manage every second. The more valuable your time is, the more you have to manage. Even down to the seconds. Because to be truthful, to be honest with you, if you were on tour, traveling, and you away from your family, you had to sign autographs, be in the studio 4 hours a day, go do press, make money, create a hit, go practice, go do choreography, do vocal training, go in the studio, listen to music. Just think about where your time would go. You know what I'm saying? But then you may have, if you have a kid, a child, hey, you gonna call me tonight, Dad? You know what I'm saying? So. Mm-hmm. Time is going to always be something that you have to protect and manage at the highest level, because when you're striving for success, time is always going to be an enemy until you figure out how to make time your friend. And the way you make time your friend, shout out to the Marathon Life podcast, the way you make time your friend, John Paul OTE, is just by understanding what's important and being desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about you, you make springtime. Let's look at that record, Springtime. You know, you make music that is so soulful. You make music that makes people think deeply about who they are and what they're doing. Just don't say nothing. Just listen.
It's time to rebirth for real, yo. It's been a minute since I've written that happy rap. I used to prophesy doom and all that.
So when you understand that there are people that need to hear those words, there are people that need to be healed by those words. There are people that need to feel those words. That's when you look at everything as easy work. Because you understand that's your legacy. So
I want you
to take this to heart because I love you, man.
And I love you too, brother.
And I'm only telling you things that other people will never tell you because they're not great. When you're speaking to people that are great, like myself, we ascend to those levels because we've sacrificed. We've bled. We fail. We've lost mortgages. I lost $250,000. Listen to Ambition Over Fear. When you go to Apple Music or Spotify, type in the Millennial General. And look at my discography, look at my audio book, and listen to Ambition Over Fear. I lost $250,000. I got scammed. So my point is, but we understand, but I knew people need to hear what I had in mind. I knew what God gave. So I'm telling you that. And you know how hard I work.
No doubt.
So you have something of value. John Paul, O-T-E. O-T-E. You have something so rich, brother. I don't mean rich in money, but rich
spirit, but soul. In,
but now, on another level, intellectual property. So, remember, I'm a journalist. And, you know, I've written about you multiple times.
That's right.
So, you already know. So, moving on to the next point. When you think about this game, John Paul O.T.E., and you think about, like, you know, what music can do, explain to the audience what can music do for you if you make it happen, if you make it to the level you want. What do you feel like music can do for your life?
Oh, you mean for my life personally type of thing?
Your life and people around you.
Oh, you mean people around me type of thing? Well, you know what?
No, your life, let me be clear. What can music do for your life? Your life encompasses people as well. But go ahead.
Yeah. What music could do for my life?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the individuals around me, especially the type of music that I'm into, is inspire. We need inspiration more than we know. You know, sometimes through lack of inspiration, a person's like just stuck on the couch, you know, just stuck. But that inspiration will make you get up, make you work on goals, you know, that will and that inspiration. So what music does for me and my life and those around me, it motivates and inspires. That's my type of music, you know, music that motivates and inspires. And, you know, I like to feel the light. I like to be the light. And I like to surround myself with light as well. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of truth to the saying, birds of a feather flock together. So I try to surround myself with greatness, you know?
Let me ask you a quick question. What does being the light mean to you? Being the light. What does that mean? Being the light.
You know, being a light means that when people think of you, when people think of your life, when people think of your words, you know, it inspires, you know, it shines. It's not typical, you know, it's It's not typical. It shines. It's bright. You can see it from afar. It stands out. You know, that's what light does. And when light is present, the darkness has to flee. When light is present, darkness has to flee, because that's the nature of light. You know, light reveals. You know, light makes apparent. Light manifests.
True.
And light behaves as a wave and a particle on a scientific level. Meaning, light knows what type of light to shine depending on the situation. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, you know,
depending on the observer, depending on the situation, you know, light shines. Just to keep it simple, light shines. And when you have that mindset of wanting to shine, and in the context of me as an artist, I want to shine God's light. You know, I want to shine God's light. Shout out to the God's favorite playlist on Spotify. You know, the radio puts this playlist, but yeah, I want to shine God's light, to be honest, and right. I would like to inspire those around me to shine, bear, and possess that light as well. That's what the music does. That's what music does for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a dope playlist, Sharon. The highly favorite playlist. That's a good playlist, Sharon.
Highly favored. That's right. Highly favored.
Yeah. It's a dope playlist, Sharon, man. Good track.
And you know what? To briefly speak on that playlist about God's alignment and what I really love about, you know, being part of the Radio Pushers family, like one of my names, right? One of my names, I was part of a messianic group. Like one of my names is Kasadia, right? And Kasadia means highly favored. So curious, right? You know, one of my names, Kasadia, which means highly favored. Another name for highly favored is divine mercy. Same thing. You know, when God shows you mercy, he favors you in that sense, right? With his grace. But anyway, you know, it's curious how that's my name and you guys not even knowing that, like, added the song to the playlist. Things are like, in other words, when you walking in a light you're supposed to walk in, my brother, things start to fall in alignment and that greatness that you're talking about, it starts to shine, but you have to be able to see that vision and walk in it and make moves out here, you know, because it's in the movement, it's in the actions that one meets goals. That's what turns the thought into action, the movement, the activity and emotion. And, you know, it's not coincidence that I ended up on a highly favored playlist, in other words.
No, it's not. Let me tap into this. Mental health is a big deal in this world that we live in. You know, protecting your mental space, keeping a strong mental. I mean, and you don't have to go into detail about everything, but, you know, number one, how do you protect your mental health and space? Because you have a lot to juggle. Like, what do you do to protect? What are some of the things that you do to protect it? And what do you do to unwind?
Brother, I'm loving these questions, and any opportunity to be my true and authentic self, I greatly value, you know, so thank you. These are great questions. So mental health is of paramount importance. Unfortunately, it's something that we tend to greatly neglect, but mental health is of paramount importance. And I'm a big proponent of mental health. I'm a big proponent of counseling and therapy. Mm-hmm. You know, like if our cars break down, we go to a mechanic.
Sure.
If our eyes aren't working, we go to an optometrist. You know, the bones messed up, you go to the orthopedic doctor. If our mind and our heart is going through certain things, yeah, there's a clinician out there for that. You know, I see it as the same thing. You know, so, you know, worst case scenario, not even worse. I think therapy is just good in general, period. It doesn't have to be worst case scenario. So I believe in counseling and therapy. Me personally, I do a lot of praying. I do a lot of communicating with God throughout the day, you know, do a lot of communicating with God. But my biggest stress reliever, to be honest with you, I do a lot of walking, man. I do a lot of walking where I practice mindfulness, mm-hmm. You know, where I practice mindfulness. And mindfulness, I do mindfulness to, okay, what am I feeling in my body, right? What's on my heart right now? What's on my mind? And I would have conversations with myself about what's happening in the very moment while I'm walking. So I practice mindfulness while walking. That's great. And I also go to the gym, you know, but to be honest, walking is my favorite exercise. I could run too. I used to do a lot of running, but what I like about the walking, I can practice the mindfulness, and it allows me to watch the birds go by, to smell the air, to see the wind going through the leaves or the trees, to see the branches going back and forth, right? To hear the cars going by, to hear the children playing. That's that mindfulness. You embrace the moment and everything that comes with it. And practicing mindfulness is a great means of stress relief, because it allows you to let go of the commotion in your mind, really. Of stressing over certain things. I gotta pay this bill. I gotta go do this. And what about this? But when you stop and feel that moment, oh man, it's beautiful. Yeah. So that's what I do. That's what I do, King, to unwind and take it easy.
Yeah, Dev. And the reason why I asked that question, because I want people to know that you're human. You're not a machine. Yeah. You don't go 24 hours a day and everything like that.
Hey, brother, I'm so human, I enjoy cognac, too. That Henny, that yak. I be yakking it, too. In moderation, and responsibly. But I enjoy my yak, my cognac, my Henny.
No doubt about it, for sure. Yeah. If someone goes to your profile on streaming sites or on iHeartRadio, and what is one song you want them to, if they had to pick one song to just click on first, to get a first impression of you, which song would you want them to pick if you had to pick one? I'm picking Springtime. You already know.
Yeah, I know that. I know you're going to pick Springtime. You know what? This is so hard, because it's like when every song is my favorite one. Every song I release becomes the favorite. But you know something? I think my song Divine Mercy is a really good track that shows what God has done with my life, where he's going with my life, and really my philosophy on life and living. You know, I think Divine Mercy truly captures that, you know, with authenticity. It's like those two songs between Divine Mercy and Authenticity. It's something really special about both those songs, you know, to me. You know, but Divine Mercy, if to answer the question, listen to Divine Mercy and you'll learn a lot about who I am, how I see the world, and the inspiration that I seek to bring forth, really, through my music.
Definitely. What have you enjoyed about working with Radio Pushers thus far, man?
You know, the biggest thing, this might sound weird, you know, I'm not just a number with you guys. You know what I mean? I'm not just a number, right? I'm not some weird abstract thing. What I enjoy most is the human touch that Radio Pushers gives and how you work with artists. You know, you guys use a very human touch that works very well for a guy like me, you know? And when I need to be nudged, when I need some motivation, you know, when I need to kind of, all right, let's get back on the bandwagon type of thing, I can count on you guys to do that. You don't let us go but so far before trying to make sure, look, are you, you know, you in line with your vision right now? You know what I mean? Are you living your vision? Are you living your purpose? You know, are you meeting your goals? So, yeah, that human approach that you guys use to motivate and inspire artists, it works very well for a guy like me.
Definitely. I appreciate that tenfold. The reason why you're not just a number to us is because if your dreams don't come true, we look at it as a failure, bro. That's why I'm always on you about, you know, managing your time. If you meet us halfway, we'll take it a mile. Because, you know, John Paul OT, your message is special. That's why I played your song tonight.
Thank you.
You know, it's special. The things you're saying is so personal, and it's like bone marrow. That's how deep you go. And I really am a big fan of people that, you know, create content that empowers people and explain things in life. Like, people have questions, and your music is a blueprint, man. So keep that in mind, bro. Feel me?
No doubt. No doubt. I appreciate that positive feedback right there, you know, and it's good that I'm coming across how I'm wanting to come across. It's good that you're picking up that tone, you know, that I'm trying to put out there like that. So thank you. Well, I appreciate the love.
Well, being a journalist, being a writer, you know, when I write about you, which you already noticed, you know, I the music guides me. It's like a roadmap because I can hear the lyrics. So definitely. So any final shout outs you want to give?
You know what? I want to say shout out to the Brick City, my hometown, Newark, New Jersey.
Yes.
I was raised in Newark, New Jersey, you know, K-12, public education in Newark, New Jersey. It shaped me and molded me, you know. Shout out to the Brick City. Shout out to all the indie artists trying to stay on their grind and their grizzly out here, you know, trying to do the impossible. But we still out here doing it like it ain't nothing, you know. And shout out to Radio Pushers for all that you do to support and promote the indie artists that you're all working with too. You know, I greatly appreciate that.
Well, I want to say from the bottom of my heart, the thing that we love about you and personally, I love the fact that you are a sacred leader, and I want you to I want you to tattoo that on your heart, man.
Sacred leader. That's the spirit, because my label is you know, Sacred Heart Melody. Sacred Heart Melody, that's my label name. So you're onto something with that, brother. You're onto something. Thank you.
Always am, bro. I'm always am. How I feel to be on the Better Yourself podcast, brother.
You know what? It's been a great experience, man. I love speaking from the heart. I love the realness of this, the authenticity of it, and I really appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, man, it's one of the top podcasts on Apple right now. So, you know, you already saw that.
Can I get my IG? Can I say my IG or something?
I'm about to get into that next, bro. Give me a second.
Ooh, okay, my bad.
You know, I ain't gonna let you get what I... Listen, people, John Paul OD, spell out your IG phonetically. Loud and slowly, please.
All right. John Paul _ O.T.E. John Paul spelled JOHNTAUL _ O.T.E.
And what is it on YouTube? Same thing?
Just John Paul OTE YouTube. If you just do a search, John Paul OTE, I'll pop up.
No dots, just John Paul OTE.
Yeah, on a YouTube, I don't think you need the dots. I forget if the dots are in there. By the way, OTE stands for Of the Eucharist. I love Holy Communion. Yeah, I love the reception of Holy Communion.
Man, the next podcast I want to have you on is going to be the Marathon Life, and I want to get into your upbringing. I would love that.
Ooh, that's a story, brother. Let's do that. I would love that.
Listen, you already know what to do. Same situation. I'll send you the link for that. But I want to do that next week.
See, let's do that.
We'll do it next week, man. I'll send you the link for that, for the Marathon Life and everything like that. But I want to get into your to your childhood, your upbringing. I want people to hear your story, man, because you're a fascinating individual. We have so much respect for you, man. It's through the roof.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that so much. And the feeling's mutual, okay?
Yeah. So like I said, this will be dropping on Friday. And like I said before, we'll set up your other one for we can do it next Tuesday as well.
Yep, sounds like a plan, brother. I'll put it on the calendar.
Yeah, we'll lock it in, bro. I got you.
All right.
All right, John Paul OTE, people. And give out your Instagram handle one more time for me.
John Paul _O.T.E. JOHNPAUL _ O.T.E.
Y'all heard it, man. Better Yourself Podcast. John Paul, make sure you hit that that red button to leave so it hangs up from the podcast. All right?
All right. Peace and blessings. Appreciate you.
Peace. All right. Love. One.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.